Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM Dilemma on KFrog.
You know how it works. If you have an issue, slide into our KFrog DMs and we will blast it out to the good people, the IE. Today's DM Dilemma is coming from Julie, not her real name. She's having some marriage issues. I have a DM Dilemma for you, she says. My husband hates my best friend. He thinks she's a bad influence. We do a monthly brunch and last week I drank way too much, came home really late. Since then, he's been bad-mouthing her. She's single, so when we go out, it's usually to a bar. But I'm always respectful to my husband. He's hinting that I need to stop hanging out with her. What do I do?
Ooh, that's tough. Not that I side with the husband, but he is your husband. So I will say that. I do have single friends that I go out with. And, you know, occasionally we go to the bar. And I would agree with Julie here that I'm always respectful. But I don't make it a habit of hanging out at bars while my friends are trying to pick up on people. Because I do think there's a little bit of a recipe for disaster there.
I don't know where to go with this because there's two sides to every story. So I want to take what she says with a grain of salt. If she, in fact, is very respectful to her husband and everything she said is completely true, then he has to stop trying to be as jealous as he is and get over this.
And that might be it too. Is he's just jealous that she's out spending time with a friend? I don't know. I feel like, you know, I always have a ton of questions. I'm like, well,
me too.
Was there something more that happened? Is he insecure? Was there some infidelity that happened between the two of them? You know,
right, that's
that makes
like
him one not trust her when she's going out. Or maybe it's as simple as like, okay, babe, I want you to feel heard and validated for your feelings. So look, I'm going to still hang out with my friend, whatever her name is, but we're not going to go to the bar. Instead, we're going to go get coffee. We're going to go have dinner, something like that to try to appease him.
Right, because I'm with you. You got to take your husband's side. That's your life partner. But if you're not doing anything wrong and you only do this once a month and he's just jealous, then that can cause resentment. So that's another hidden issue.
If this was a behavior that was like a pattern, like, okay, once a month,
right,
you get way too hammered, you come home really late. Like, I could see where my husband would be like, you might need to pump the brakes a little bit. But if this was like a one-off and it's a girl's brunch, I have a group of girls that I go out with and we get drinks, but that's more so like us going out. It's not, you know, hey, she's single, we're her wing women.
All right, let's see what people think, hey?
Yeah.
888-431-3764. Help Julie out with our DM dilemma today.
She is stuck between her husband and her BFF. She is our DM dilemma today, and she said that her husband hates her best friend. Recently, they went out and did their monthly brunch. She drank too much, came home really late. Since then, the hubby has been bad-mouthing her. And then here's the next layer to it. The friend is single, so when they go out, a lot of times it's to a bar. Julie says she's always respectful, but this might be causing some problems with her marriage.
I'll be completely honest on this. I'm listening to more of the people's perspective because I don't know where I am on this because we only have her side of the story. And I think there's a lot more to this story. And I'm very cognizant of that. There's two sides to every story. Is she misbehaving and not telling us the truth? Or is he overly jealous? I do not know.
And some people are pointing that out too. Like the 714 says, get a new husband. He's jealous. Nobody wants a jealous husband.
If everything she's saying is true, I would say that. The same thing.
But is there a valid concern with her going out and getting drunk with this friend where the husband is literally, it's just a safety concern? We don't know.
We don't know at all. So should she get a new husband or not?
All right, Alex in Monrovia, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
I think she should definitely listen to her husband.
Yeah, you think there's more problems here?
Yeah, it could definitely cause issues later on. Or if it was vice versa, she would feel the same way if he was going out with his boys to the bar, you know?
That is a really good point. I think that's a hard lesson for some people to learn. Be like, okay, if he's feeling that way, just flip the shoes. How would you feel?
How would you feel, exactly?
Still, once a month, right? It's not that often.
Yep.
To go out to a bar with a friend.
No, but if she's getting drunk, then that could be a concern.
She said she got way too drunk one time.
Well, this last time. We don't know if it happens every time.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're definitely missing pieces of the story, and maybe they were left out on purpose.
That's what I'm worried about. 714 says spouses first. If she's getting way too drunk while out, here's a valid concern.
All right. We have somebody waiting on our Instagram here says, here's how you make the situation right. Take your husband with you to the bar. You always need a designated driver.
That's a good point again, but I value time apart as well. So that's where I'm torn. If she is legitimately telling us the truth, he's just jealous, he has no other friends, and then I am on her side. I just don't fully believe her. I'll be honest, I don't know this person. I don't fully believe she's giving us the full side of the story.
I get having a relationship with your friends and doing stuff like that, but as long as you're staying within the lines of being respectful. I mean, I wouldn't like it if my husband was like, okay, hey, yeah, you know, my friend, he's really down. We're going to go to the bar again. Yeah, you know what? So-and-so had a bad date. We're going to go to the bar. I'd be like, okay.
Like, oh, I agree with that completely.
We need to nip this in the bud right now.
What do you think for our DM dilemma? Help Julie out. 888-431-3764. All right, our DM dilemma. Julie is concerned because her husband hates her best friend. Her best friend is single, and they go out about once a month, and the last time they went out, Julie admits she got really drunk. The husband blames everything on the best friend and doesn't like and wants it to stop.
Yeah, it sounds like they do a lot of going out to the bar together, but she says, I'm always respectful when I go out. This has definitely taken a dark turn, though. Some people putting some of their personal stories that are relating to what Julie's going through. Like the 909 says, tell Julie to watch out. This happened to me, and it came out that my husband didn't want me hanging out with my best friend because he was having an affair with my best friend.
OMG. I did not see that as a twist.
I didn't think about that happening either. Matt in Redlands, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
I believe that she should 100% listen to her husband because I was together with my ex for 13 years, married with 3 kids, person I trusted most in the world, and she was always respectful when she went out, right up until she wasn't. And then it was like a cigarette. She had that first one, and then after that, it was just over and over and over. And I expressed to her my issues when it started, and she's like, of course, honey, there's nothing to worry. It's the classic. There's nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Dude, that sucks. I am so sorry.
I appreciate that. I want to put the warning out there. If it's a healthy marriage that's worth keeping, and she needs to do what he wants, and, you know, he doesn't need to be controlling or domineering. And my key word is, she says, always. I'm always respectful, which means it happens a lot. And she will be respectful right up until she isn't.
Okay, and I just thought of another problem that Julie could be facing. I don't know. I haven't looked ahead yet, but we have a name coming up on the road to Stagecoach. If we call Julie, does she take the husband or the best friend to Stagecoach?
I just don't want us to call her name. That story just hurt me. I now blame it all on her. Jeez. But when are we calling a name? 805.
Yeah, the road to Stagecoach is coming up in 10 minutes.
I only talk to God when I need.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.